talking about something that affects so many people, but that nobody wants to talk about: pornography. Speaking to individuals trying to stop looking at porn and to spouses looking for support.
This is Danny and Lindsay Pullman, a married couple who have been through this together. We're sharing a mix of our personal experiences, our experience as certified life coaches, and other empowering ideas.
We hope this can help you on your journey.
Enjoy!
Hey everybody, this is Danny.
And Lindsay Pullman.
We are focusing this episode on telling you about what it was like for me when I told Lindsay that I had been looking at pornography.
And what it was like for me to find out that he'd been looking at pornography.
Exactly. So why are we doing this? We're doing this to help people who are struggling with this. This affects so many people, and people don't want to talk about it. And there's a lot of shame that a lot of people associate with it. But if we can talk about this in a way that is empowering or helpful to people who are looking for ways to work through this, then, and even just help one or a few couples on the way, then we're going to do it. That's why we're here.
We are. There are a lot of people who are struggling, and struggling in silence. And I think having some validation can really help accelerate awareness, recovery, and healing.
Yeah, and I mean, Lindsay and I, right now, we are a couple that is in love as ever, and committed, and we've worked through all this stuff.
Yeah, we're also life coaches now.
We are, and we still make lots of mistakes in our marriage, but
no, we don't.
We learn from it.
We never do. No. He does. I never do. No.
We're gonna get to that in a later episode.
My issues.
So funny. All right. So, talking about telling her, what was it like for me? Okay, I'll go first, and then you can go. All right. First of all, why did I keep it a secret from her for such a long time? It was years, right? And it was, for me, it was off and on that I was looking at porn. I remember I told her earlier in our marriage about a time where I had looked for a few minutes, and seeing her reaction, I really paid attention, and I did. I didn't handle it super well. I was pretty scared about how she reacted the first time I told her, because that was my first time doing it after being married, and it was like a year or two in, and then I didn't look again for a few years after that. But I remember being freaked out by that. So
I also remember being freaked out about that.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
And so then later, when I was having a harder time staying away from porn, I didn't want to approach her on it. I was afraid I'd get a similar reaction, and and that wasn't her fault. I'm not blaming her for that, but I think a lot of guys can relate that you worry about how it's going to affect your wife, right? And I was very worried about that. I was scared of how she would react. I was scared, too, that, you know, if she knew to the extent that I had looked at that point, that she might want to divorce me or something, you know? Like, I was going to worst-case scenario in my mind. So why did I tell you is the next question. I got to a point where
and he's talking about, you're referencing the later time you told me, not the time in the first,
yes, right, because I told you that first year of marriage, yeah. The one time that I did, but then particularly in dental school, I looked at porn more frequently, and then my first few years being a dentist, and so then telling her after that. So why did I want to tell you? I was at a point where I couldn't live with the secret anymore. I didn't want to. I never really wanted porn in my life. And I kept thinking I could figure it out on my own, and that I wouldn't even have to tell anybody because I was going to figure it out. But I kept getting stuck on it, so this was kind of my next step. Like, okay, it seems like a lot of the guys that have success with this tell their wives, and so I'm going to do that. And even if it does mean that she kicks me out of the house or wants to divorce me or whatever that means. Definitely was going to worst case in my mind. I was freaked out by that, though. But I told myself, like, even if it means that, like, I need to figure this out, and I'm going to, so I'm going to tell her. So when I did tell her, there was definitely a part of me that was relieved, because I thought, okay, this is one of the biggest steps I've taken in the direction of figuring this out. And also, I don't want to have a secret like this from her, so there was that relief I felt from knowing that as being honest with her on all accounts. And so it was terrifying and relieving, and I cried. So many feelings. I remember I told you that I wanted to talk to you that night, and I was like, that was one of my first steps, because there were so many other times where I thought about talking to her about this.
And I totally thought I was in trouble. I was like, uh-oh.
She thought she was in trouble. And, but yeah, I'd had a lot of times where I thought about doing this, and then I would chicken out. And so at this point, I was like, okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell her I have something to talk to her about tonight, so that I'm kind of like foot in the door for myself. Like, then I have to go through and I have to at least show up and talk to her about something, and it's going to be harder for me to back out of this. And so that's what I did. And then, yeah, to my credit, I told her, and I was ready to face some worst case scenario consequences in my mind. It was a really brave thing of me to do, even though I had chickened out so many times before. But yeah, so I told her, and then why don't you let us know what it was like for you?
Okay, yeah, and I just want to let you guys know too, the way that we went about our experience is not the way to do it, right? There, you know, some people undergo like a formal disclosure thing, you know, supervised by a therapist. There's so many different ways to disclose this information to a spouse, and there isn't a right way, basically. So anyway, but for me, you know, he told me that he wanted to talk to me that night, and I remember being totally freaked out, but I thought it was just like something I'd done wrong, like he was like upset about. I was like, uh-oh, what did I do, you know? And so anyway, we sat down, and he just said, hey, I've had this problem. I've been looking at porn, and I have realized I need professional help to stop. And I remember him crying a ton, and I remember him kind of like being on his, like on the ground by my knees and sobbing. And I remember just thinking like this, it can be so confusing from the wife's perspective, because here's this person that you just love so much and you trust so much, and it's like you want to console them, but you don't have that capacity. And I just want you to know there is no right way to do this. You know, some wives might actually want to hold their husband and help them through it. And for me, I didn't have that. I kind of went into more of a shock mode. And I like literally feel like I kind of shut myself down. I think I might have placed my hand on his shoulder, but that was pretty much it. I might have said thanks for telling me, but that was pretty much it. And then he went to bed. And then I just, like, probably cried my eyes out for, like, 3 hours. So that's kind of how it was for me. And I just remember, you know, feeling a lot of, like, shame, which we're going to talk about in the next episode. A lot of shame, disgust, and definitely some resentment, too, because I did call a trusted friend after this. And you know, we both talked. And I think she just said, hey, I think there might be some church stuff you can look at. And I was like, oh, okay. And so I went and I looked at the church stuff, you know, for spouses of people who, you know, cope with, you know, addictive behaviors or addictive things like pornography. And I just remember being like, why is there a whole pamphlet for the women? Like, this is not fair. This is not my problem. Like, I should not have to go through all of this. Like, he just needs to get his crap together and then we'll be fine. So that's kind of where I was. Opposite of relieved. It was shocking, and my body literally kind of just started shutting down.
Yeah.
To put it lightly.
Yeah, I mean, like for me, I had known this was an issue for me for a long time. And yeah. For her, she did not know that. So,
right. And so can I just say something?
New.
Yeah, and
go ahead.
And I think it was really hard because, and sorry, I'm not trying to cut you off, but like we were like this couple who had like played it in my eyes, like played it so safe. Like we were that like check the box couple, like you get married and you go to grad school. Like I went to grad school. He went to grad school. He became a dentist. You know, I became a CPA. Like we checked off all these boxes. Like you have the babies, you buy the house in the great neighborhood, like all of those things. And it's just like it totally threw me off guard. Like it was just, this was nowhere in our next step, our next checkbox of things to cover. So it just really, really, really threw me through a loop. Because for me at that point, I just had my third baby. And I thought like things couldn't, at that moment, I thought things couldn't get better. Like they were just so great, so wonderful. Anyway.
Yeah.
Keep going.
I was just going to say another reason that I didn't want to tell her just because of the shame and judgment I was putting on myself. And we are going to talk about shame more later, but I did just want to mention, like, even though I've come such a long way in the way that I talk to myself in this regard, and my self-compassion, self-acceptance, which are all hugely important in working through this, even though I've come a long way, like, I still... Like, there's part of me that didn't want to do this podcast series with Lindsay, and it's that same part that is just telling me that you're no good, and even though it's me thinking I'm scared of what other people will think of me, ultimately it comes back to me and what I think of myself, and that's what I think. I still at times am scared to see, like, what am I thinking of myself on this? And, you know, we end up punching ourselves in the face a lot of times, the way that we think about ourselves. Just wanted to share that. But I've come a long way on that.
He totally has. And it's interesting, too, because I still remember, like, listening to a podcast or reading somewhere about, like, the wife's recovery through this, too, and just being like, what? This is not fair. And so that's kind of where he was. Like, he was in this place of like shame, but a different lens of shame, but also relief. And I was just kind of like in shock, definitely feeling resentment. And the reason that I want to share, you know, all these emotions that I was feeling is because it's really normal to experience whatever you're experiencing is normal. Like, some people, you know, overreact, some people underreact, some people go into shock and some don't. Like, literally, if this happened to me today, I might be like really, really mad, but I don't think I would have gone into trauma like I did 4 years ago. And so just depending on, like, there are just so many different factors. We really want all of you to know that wherever you are, you're right where you need to be, and your experience is going to be different. But everything that we are teaching, it's going to help you heal and recover in your own way, specific to you, so that you can become more of who you want to be.
Okay, so we thought about doing like what didn't work part as we look back at this and share this, but then Lindsay brought up a point. How did you say that?
Well, I think
it's kind of,
you know,
to do with what you just
said.
Yeah,
I mean, basically, because we're, when you look at the past, there's not a lot of point in like trying to negotiate with what already happened. And so my point is, you know, there's not a lot of sense in saying, well, what didn't work about this situation? Oh, Lindsay could have been more understanding. Like, why didn't she hug her husband? Or why did Danny wait 10 years to tell her all those things? Like, how, if we try to look at the past with this, you know, with this idea or an agenda of like trying to change things, we're not holding space for ourselves in the present moment to heal and move forward. And that is the only thing that's causing us pain today in this present moment. It's not what happened. It's how we are thinking about it right now. And that's why I wasn't in pain until Danny told me, because then I had thoughts about it. And that's where the pain was. And so that's why, you know, I don't like to say, you know, what could have happened differently, because it already did happen. And so I'd rather learn from that so I can continue to shift into more of who I want to become.
That's really good evidence right there too, though, for all you guys, husbands, whoever you are, who are worried about hurting your wife. A lot of guys tell me how scared they are to hurt their wife with their actions like this, right? But Lindsay just brought up a point, like, if my actions of looking at porn were what actually created that pain in her, then she would have felt that pain every single time that I had looked at porn in the past. But she didn't, right? Because that pain comes from her own thoughts in her own mind, right?
Yes, and that's with the caveat too, that it's okay to still feel a lot of pain even when you do find out. So I might, you know, with all the tools that I have, I might still choose to feel an immense amount of pain when I learn of that information. And so just know that because, you know, that is something that we actively choose, it doesn't mean that we shouldn't feel pain or we shouldn't feel betrayed or we shouldn't be a certain way, because what matters is, you know, that we are experiencing something and we do want to have a lens, like, you know, open up that lens into why we're feeling so much pain so that we can have more understanding and awareness. And that kind of helps us go into the healing and recovery space.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Okay, so so one of the next things we wanted to do is give each of us a chance to look back at this experience. And with our thank you next theme that was Lindsay's idea, I love that idea, is how can we thank what has been and who we've been and how we've been for what it was and accept who we were and also move on to the next thing. So with this, how can we look back at this experience and appreciate it and thank it and accept it for what it was?
Yeah.
And then move on to the next thing. Okay. Right? Do you want to go first, Jimmy?
Sure. Yeah. So I definitely, like, I can look back at myself and just see, like, even going into the fact that I, you know, went into shock and felt, you know, the resentment and the disgust and all the things, like, my body was doing exactly what it knew to do at that time with the skill set that I had in that exact moment. And so, yes, it was hard, and yes, I did shut down. And that's exactly what I needed to do because I didn't know how else to handle it. And so I'm so grateful that I have this human physical artifice connected to my mind and my spirit that knows when it needs to go into that mode. And that's, and I totally thank that part of me that knew to do that.
So good. So good. Okay. So now my turn. I'll be honest, this is a little unnatural for me. Like, going back through this, it's interesting for me to see how I still judge myself for a lot of this.
We had to dance it out before the podcast.
Yes, that helped. Dancing always helps. when you tell her, make sure that you dance while you tell her. It helps. Okay, never mind. Maybe not. So how can I thank myself for what I did? So yeah, I kind of alluded to it earlier. I do consider this something very brave that I did, because I was totally ready to own all my actions and own what I had done and get help and learn and move forward and work through it. And I wanted to be the kind of man who doesn't look at porn and masturbate. And, you know, I'm a member of the Church of Jesus Christ, and that's not a standard that I was taught to have in my life. And I just, more importantly, just don't want it to be part of my life. And I was willing to take that step and take whatever consequences came with it, and let Lindsay decide how she wanted to do that. And and it was, yeah, a very brave thing, and I am so glad that I did it. So glad. As much as it freaked me out, it was, even though it opened up new opportunities for us to kind of examine the reality of where we're at in our lives with each other, which was not always easy. It also became a stepping stone to help us start getting even more close to where we want to be as a couple. And that's the thing about porn is a lot of times guys use porn to escape the reality of their life, right? And so any step that you take to stop doing that with whatever form of this you have in your life, the more you can honestly look at the reality of your life and actually be empowered to make it better, make it how you want it to be. And I'm so glad that I did it for that reason.
Right. And, you know, honestly, one of the best things, and he probably didn't even mean to do this, but one of the best things that Danny did for me in that whole moment is he had, at least from my perspective at that time, he had zero expectations for how I needed to respond, which was really, really good. So I did have space to respond in a way that I needed to respond for me. And you know, that can go for, you know, for teens telling their parents or things like that. Like, you know, parents might freak out, spouses might freak out. Parents might go into shock, spouses might go into shock. It's, you know, there's kind of there are similar things going on there, but, you know, they are going to do things in their way and you could do things in your way. But I was so grateful for me specifically that like Danny didn't have some expectation or timeline for me to just like snap out of it and get better.
Well, good. I'm glad I did that. I'm glad that helped you. Okay, so one of the next big things in this process was shame, right? Which had been with me for a long time already. But now with the new information for Lindsay, right, that it gave you the opportunity to experience a lot of shame. And not that you have to, and not that it even has to be part of this process, but it is for a lot of people.
And you know, Brené Brown says that if you're not feeling shame, if you're a human that doesn't feel shame, then you're a sociopath. So it's just really normal and natural to feel some shame in your life sometime. So maybe we can be grateful that we are tapped into ourselves enough that we feel shame sometimes.
That's a really good way to look at it. And so our next episode, we're going to be focusing on how we have dealt with the shame and approached it, worked through it, and really important topic that can be so helpful.
Epic. It's an epic topic.
All right. Thanks, everybody. So good to share with you.
Have a good day. Take care.
Thanks for listening.
If you're ready to get unstuck, move forward, or just feel better about your life and marriage, please reach out to us, whether it's for both of you or just yourself. You'd be surprised how much progress can be made in your marriage even if one of you works on the relationship. Don't wait for someone else to make things better for you.
For more information or to find out what it would be like to have a coach, visit our websites, lindsaypullman.com and dannypullman.com. Make sure you spell Pullman, P-O-E-L-M-A-N. For freebies or other guides mentioned, check out the show notes.
And to our current clients, we love you and thank you for letting us be a part of your hero's journey.